Welcome back to Ask Me How I Know podcast. If you have not already listened to the episode, the full-length interview with Marcus, you need to touch back and do that. But right now, I have a quick question for Marcus, and that is, welcome back to Ask Me How I Know. And hey, what do we do with mindset? And what is this, the success mindset?
So the success mindset is somebody that can create a blueprint, focus on their path, and not get distracted and stay on course. And I have an acronym for mindset: mentally invested, never ending determination, sets expanding talents. You have to mentally be prepared to go all the way. You have to be invested to see whatever you're doing to the finish line and beyond. You have to have a never ending attitude that whatever you face adversity wise, you'll never give up. You have to be determined and have passion for what you're doing, so you always push for greatness. You have to set goals, achieve goals, set new goals. You have to be willing to expand out of your comfort zone to get to where you want to be. And God gave every one of us talent, but the work ethic to go along with the talent will make you great. And that to me is mindset. So again, it's the ability to focus and put on your best effort, no matter what, to go from where you are in life to the finish line and beyond. And that is mindset.
I love it. And you also have an acronym for like three steps for being successful, for a success mindset. Is that correct?
That's the success cycle. Ambition.
Success cycle.
Yep, correct.
Success cycle. Thank you. I knew, I'm like, there's something more about success also. Would you mind just touching base on the success cycle?
Sure. So the success cycle has three major components: ambition, create your blueprint; drive, be inspired over motivated; and hard work, focus on yourself and not the competition. As long as you have those three things in your life, you can achieve success, whatever your heart desires.
Okay, don't focus on the competition. I have a tendency to put the blinders on and be in my little world, but a lot of people are out there comparing and seeing what everyone's doing. So what is the value in not focusing on the competition?
Because you're focusing on the competition, you're not focusing on yourself. You're worried about what they're doing, which is taking what? Time away from your day. And time is something, no matter how much money you have, you can never get back.
Never. I love it. Marcus, thank you so much. Would you once again let everyone know best ways to reach you?
Sure. We can go to our website, www.marcusogden.com. We're Marcus Ogden for LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. Twitter is @Marcus_Ogden. And you can also send us an email, Marcus_Ogden@yahoo.com.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this week on Ask Me How I Know, Marcus. It has been pure joy.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Julie.
To all my awesome listeners, please make sure you share out this interview, whichever one, both of them, however you want to do it. But make sure you get this information into the hands of other people, because people need encouragement, inspiration, and people need some bumpers in life to guide them through. And this might be that little missing link that someone in your life needs. So make sure you go and share. Until next time, live big, love bigger, and go find your freedom. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of Ask Me How I Know. This episode was brought to you by Three Keys Investments. They are dedicated to helping people like you. Yeah, you, my awesome listeners, develop passive income and legacy wealth through multifamily investing. Feel free to check out their website, threekeysinvestments.com, to see if there is an offering that will help your portfolio grow and meet all of your needs. If you haven't already rated, reviewed, subscribed, liked, all of those bells and whistles, I would be absolutely honored if you would do that for Ask Me How I Know. Thanks again, and go make it a great day.